You have reached emergency roadside assistance. This is Kiana. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yeah, I need a towing service. Please.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Do I need to give you my policy number?
Yes, just give me one moment.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, you can go ahead with that policy number.
All right, so it's 75980.
That's your policy number?
Yeah, that's what they gave me. They said it's 75980. They said it's a producer code that I have to give you guys.
Okay, and do you have your plan letter as well?
Yeah, she sent that to me to my email. Hold on, let me pull that up for you.
Okay.
Plan letter. Okay. Yes, I have it.
All right, you can go ahead.
Do you need the number or plan letter?
You can give me both.
Okay, so I have the member number. It is 40-56-75-91-641.
And that plan letter?
It says N.
All right, just give me 1 second so I can pull this up for you.
Okay.
I'm still here. It's just loading a little slowly.
Oh, you're fine. Oh, you're okay. Thank you.
All right, so I was able to pull you up. I do see here that you called before and they couldn't find your information. So if you ever call again, all you have to do is give them your member ID. I was able to find it with just that.
I didn't know that. They literally gave me a policy number and I just gave them that.
Yeah, I was able to find it, so we're good. So I just wanted to let
you
know that. No problem.
Thank you.
And can you just verify the address that's on the account?
Yes, it's the 2205 Rochelle Way, Cross Park, Georgia, 30349. But that's not my current address. Do you need my current address?
Can you try to give me that one? Because that's not the address that we have on file.
Okay, so I think the one you have is 1453 Riverwalk Drive, Atlanta, Georgia, 30349.
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
All right, and can you tell me the year, make, and model of the vehicle you're calling about?
Yes, it's a 2007 Chevy Impala. The actual ball.
Uh-huh. All right, and what color is it?
I'm not sure, and I'm new. It goes customer service, and I'll tell you where it's at.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, love.
What color is the vehicle?
It is, it's like a greenish, it's gray. Gray.
Okay. And you need a tow?
Yes, I need a tow, please.
Can you tell me a little bit more about what happened to the vehicle?
It just broke down.
Okay.
So I needed it to my house. Like, it was at a friend's house, and I need the car to my house.
Okay, I'm going to get you taken care of.
Yeah.
Would you happen to know if the vehicle shifts out of park and goes into neutral?
Yes, it does.
All right, do you know if your vehicle is a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive?
What's that like? I'm not really sure.
That just means, like, when you turn the steering wheel, do all four tires uh-huh. turn at the same time, or just the front two or the back two?
Yeah. So, like, just the front two.
Okay. And just to verify, is this service the result of an accident?
No.
All right. And are the keys with the vehicle?
Yeah. So, the keys, I'm going to send somebody over there. Because I'm at work. So, like, the keys and stuff are going to be with my daughter.
Okay.
So, yeah, she'll be there and give him the keys.
Okay, can I just have, like, a first name just so he knows who to ask for the keys?
Yes. So, you can ask for Fatine.
All right. And just to verify, will anyone be needing a ride with the service provider?
Not that, maybe. Can you put maybe? I don't know. Just one person. It'll be her.
Okay, yeah, I can definitely put it as a 50-50 chance.
Thank you, okay.
All right, and what is the address where the vehicle is located?
So the vehicle is at, let me give you the address.
Okay.
It is at 4953, I don't know how to pronounce this, so I'm going to spell it, EMBARBADERO, L Lane, I guess that's Lane.
Okay, and that's in Atlanta, Georgia as well?
Yeah, it's just Atlanta, Georgia. Let me see. Hold on. Is that even the right address she gave me? Yeah, that's what it's giving me. 4953.
Okay, I did pull it up. Just to verify, it's kind of close to the airport.
Yes. Is it like in East Point?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, that's the location.
Okay. I do have you mapped and located. I also just need to let you know really quickly that some providers are not accepting riders just simply because of COVID-19. It's a safety issue. But if they're not accepting passengers, we will let you know, and then your daughter would have to find her own transportation.
That's fine. Yeah.
All right. And it
shows
us.
As long as they take the car to that location, because I live in an apartment, so she's going to have to let him in the gate.
Oh, okay. I'm so glad you told me that.
Yeah.
If she can't ride and they just have to drop off the vehicle just to your apartments, can you just provide me with a gate code for them to be able to enter?
I actually don't have a gate code. I just have my card, but she'll be there. Like, she'll be there. I think if I have another car at the spot, she'll just pick it up and I guess go over there.
Okay. I will do my best to try and find you a provider who will allow riders. It's
Thank
also
you.
No problem. It's showing me here that you are covered for $100, and anything outside of that you will be responsible for. But if you have no out-of-pocket cost, since you did opt in to receive those text notifications, you'll just receive a text notification with your driver's name, number, and their ETA. But if you do have an out-of-pocket cost, I'll just call you right back and let you know what it is, and then if you want to continue.
Yeah, please let me know, because she's not going to have no money on her. She needs to come to me to get that.
It doesn't look to be too far of a tow, so most likely you won't, but I'm not going to say.
Okay, Jules, all the frozen stuff is on this frozen section, so this is the only frozen one they have.
You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry about that. What was that?
You're completely fine, and I said it doesn't look to be, like, too far of a tow, so there's a possibility where you don't have any out-of-pocket costs at all, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's not far. It's, like, 30, not even 30. It's, like, 20 minutes.
It's showing me here it's 3 miles, so about 10 minutes.
10 minutes, yeah. So, like, I was just doing traffic, but, yeah, 10. 10 minutes. It's not far, so, yeah.
All right, I'm going to reach out to these providers now, and then again, if they accept riders and you have no out-of-pocket costs, you'll receive their information shortly, okay?
Okay. Okay, so you're going to, like, text me that information?
Yes, you'll receive that text message.
Okay, got you. So should I go ahead and tell my daughter to head that way to the location?
I would wait until you get that text message because their ETA, it could be about an hour, and you don't want her to just wait there for an hour for the provider. So I would wait till you get that text message just so you can have kind of sort of an exact time.
Got you. Okay, love. I do appreciate you.
Of course, no problem. And you have enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you, love. You too. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.